Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anybody that's listened to the show, you guys know, whether it was our Top Shot days, if you're way back from 2020, 2021.
An OG listener? Yeah, sure.
If you're an original Cody and Gold listener, you know we did the Top Shot cards, those NFTs, right? And we ripped those packs on air and we made some money off of that on the show. And we split it. It was a show thing that we did. And we still occasionally talk about cards on the show or whatever. And
or we talk about them in our personal lives a little bit. Yeah.
And sports cards continue to blow up. Like the value of these, whether you're talking about a Bobby Wood Jr. rookie, a Cags Bowman card, Patrick Mahomes rookie card, whatever it may be, right? Like it's a real, real thing. It's very, very popular. That's why we're excited to have Art of Sports on board for our road trip. And so I occasionally do what they call card breaks. And instead of spending a ton of money on an individual box of cards, you can own a certain team in that break, right? And Fanatics does these breaks online. So Friday night, it's like I was at the Royals game. I got home from the Royals game. I was like, yeah, let me pop on there. There's a product that I wanted to see, a chance to get a Bobby Witt Jr. card. Anyway, within that break, there was a chance to pull a different pack of cards. And, well, we have the audio of it. This is what happened.
Yeah, Timmy, I don't do that hype. Y'all can kick me somewhere with that. Oh my God! Oh my God, record that! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my goodness gracious! Caitlin Clark, 101!
Caitlin Clark, rookie card, gold vinyl, 101. That was pulled for a break.
On the stream, if people want to see it,
you can see it on the stream, also on my Twitter account.
So YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, he's got it up there right now, so you can see this card.
That pack was my pack. They were opening it.
You were getting baseball cards, to be clear, when you bought into this break, right?
Initially, this was kind of like a consolation pack, essentially. Didn't think I would ever change that pack that they opened. These guys are based out of Dallas or whatever. It's on Fanatics Live. And they ripped that pack. That card is mine. And I'm going to end up sending it to auction and get it graded and everything. It is estimated, depending on the grade, at minimum $10,000, if not up to a $20,000 card.
Okay, so did you know it was worth 10 the second it was pulled, or just like, damn, that's a nice card? I got to do some quick research and figure out if this is like a $200,000 or $10,000 or $2,000?
I knew it was a couple $1,000 card at least, like immediately. It's a rookie card.
It's worth four figures.
It's one of one. And then very quickly I realized, oh, this might be like a $7,000 to $10,000 card. And there's a chance that's still what it is, but I have to get it graded. And that is in the process of happening, and it's going to be sent out to an auction site. We're going to have some stuff, more details on that in the future.
We'll be following it as it, once it finally gets to auction or whatever, because you don't even have the card in hand yet.
Yeah, it's going to be going to be at an auction. We're going to work with them and have some fun on the show with it and everything. But yeah, man, like literally like a mini lotto ticket, basically. By the way, that spot cost me $59.
$59? So, that's a lot for a... But now the box you guys were opening originally was... Yeah. What team did you get just out of... So you got in a baseball thing, you were trying to get the Bobby Witt. It's a randomizer a lot of times. Yeah. If nobody does these card pulls, you can sign up, and sometimes you can sign up or pay extra for a slot for a team that's good. But sometimes you can do random teams, so which you had a random team.
Talking with people in the industry and even an auction house and stuff, I think conservatively, even if it doesn't grade well, it's 10,000. If it grades a 10, which is the best grade you can get, then 20 to 25 is in play. So obviously thrilled, pumped. I was like, I barely slept Friday night, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Adrenaline was rushing, man. Adrenaline rush. So, sure. So yeah, it was just a crazy hit. It's up on our Twitter account and stuff. And someone says, don't have to sell ink. Yeah, this is not a show card. Sorry. It's not
that
a show card.
That box is gone, by the way. Remember, I sold it at cost.
Yeah.
Someone says, recouped.
Are you holding on to it? No, I am going to go ahead and flip this one right away. Caitlin Clark is one of the hottest cards and players in sports memorabilia right now. I think we all know the hype that she got last year, and this is a rookie card. I'm not going to keep. I would love to sit here and say, oh yeah, I'm just going to keep it. And maybe, and look, by the way, it might
sometimes they go way up.
Might be worth, that's the risk involved, right? It might be worth more in 5 years. There's a very good chance it could be, but I'll be honest. If I can get $20,000 for a card now,
for $59
or $15,000, I'm going to go ahead and sell. So, we'll find out the auction and stuff. Working on it. It probably won't even be till June. So we got some time before any exact pricing. But the next
step. So now our next thing is PSA grading, right?
The next step is going to be sweating. What is it grade out at? We want a 10. I don't know if it's a 10 or not. I need to look at the card myself too. But yeah,
and I like how we all look at it like you're the person at PSA who's going to make a determination on it.
I know.
You'll know if a corner's dinged or if it's got some surface wear.
Yeah.
But like, 9 or 10 is really what you need, right?
Yeah. A 9 or 10, I think if it's a 9, I can probably get 10,000 to 12,000 for it. If it's a 10, 20,000 is in play based on people I've talked to. So just crazy, man. We've talked about card breaks on the show before, and we might have some exciting news on something else that we as a show are going to be doing maybe very, very soon, to be determined on that. Stay tuned. So yeah, man, just crazy.
Like
we've joked off air before. Like, what if you hit this blank? Like, this is like a once in a lifetime.
Like, Matt, like we talked about that Paul Skeens card. It's not pulling the Skeens, but like the odds of getting that is just so low.
Yeah, like that's $1 million card, right? Like, this is obviously not on that level, but it's like a dang mini lottery and once in a lifetime pull. Here's the weird thing. Now, if I ever pull a card again, I could pull a really nice card that's worth $500, and unfortunately, it's like ruined forever. It's never gonna feel like a cool card anymore.
What you're saying that the high's gone?
Yeah, like
a $500 card is a pretty big pull.
No, but it won't feel as special because now I'm like the coolest card I ever pulled. I already pulled. I'll never pull anything like this the rest of my life. Someone's like, where did this card happen? Fanatics Live. It's a card platform online. You can download their app and there's different breakers on that. But
and Gold will put up the video, I think, on his social media page if you want to see the video of them pulling it.
Yeah.
I think we'll try to get that up at some point as well. But the photo of the card was up on the stream. Can you put it up one more time, Drew? If you're watching on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook.
Yeah, someone says don't.
We'll put it up on the stream again for a second.
Someone says don't grade a one of one. Yeah, I've already talked to people. In order to put it through auction, you have to grade it. And I understand the case for why you don't need to grade a one of one because there is no comp. I totally understand that. I've talked to people about it. Have to grade it to send it to auction. That's just how that works. Auctions aren't going to sell a raw card. So, yeah, it has to be graded.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You want to put... You could just try to get a cash offer. Maybe someone just give you $20,000 now.
I left that part out. Somebody offered me $7,000 cash already. But that is a very low-ball offer. I'm not taking that. They already know that. I already said no.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.